This episode of Coach Gee is brought to you by Fellow Auto Group, the home of No Money Down.
What's up, man? It's your boy Gee Funny here on Coach Gee's podcast. And for this to be our very first podcast officially, to have a guy that won 11 Public League championships, 9 state championships, and the cherry on top last year, City of Palms champion, Brother Andre, I really appreciate you being on the show.
Not a problem, bro.
Thank you very much, man. Brother, I'm gonna jump right into it, right? With we only gonna keep you for a little bit, but with these kids today, these young kids coming in, some of them being so good, some of them being sometimes being ready, right? How do you tell parents, or how you tell a kid that when they think that they're supposed to play early, how do you hold them at bay? Like, what kind of advice do you give them?
It's not to hold anyone at bay. We don't really believe in that. Like, right. We don't look at class. We just look at what they're able to do on the court and whether they're ready to help our basketball team. Once they're a part of our basketball family, we don't worry about what class they're in. It's about what they do on the court. What generally happens, though, is that the intensity that young people come in from eighth grade to ninth is very different from the varsity level and the level that we play at. So it's usually always an adjustment period, no matter how talented the kid is.
Yeah. So what do you think the issue is from now? I mean, just staying on the same topic real quick. Like, back in the day, you know, a lot of people didn't even look to play as freshmen.
Right.
Now everybody think they ready. Like, what do you think the change was? Like, what flipped it?
So I just think it's a societal change. I think this is bigger. I think it's a societal change where young people in general are way more concerned about self than 15, 20 years ago. I think that that's just with mass communication with social media has made everyone about their own individual branding. Whereas before, that just wasn't the case. I feel like that has really changed the outlook of not just young people, but people in general.
So the chatter around the city is Imhotep has took a step back, you know, from the dominant figure they've been the last 5 or 6 years, right? Now, what do you say to those people that are thinking like, oh, we could touch Imhotep this year? Imhotep could be caught. They could be beat.
I feel like that every year. you do. It just matters how well we play. And we feel like we have a really good team. We feel really good about the guys we have on our team. And so we're going to prepare the way we know how to prepare. And we're going to hopefully be the best team we can be. I think that's any year. So, but we're not expecting, I know some folks are expecting us to like fall off. We don't see that. Our goals are the same every year. We don't care. Our goals are to win city title. I mean, to win the public league title, win a state title, and to be one of the best teams in the country. That's our goals every year. So those things don't change for us.
So you have so many young players, man. That's why I think a lot of the chatter come from Imhotep so young this year. You know, once y'all rebuild, a lot of people are like, all right, this is the year you got to get them while they got their pups. You know what I'm saying? Talk about your 2027 and 2026 class just a little bit. How you feel about those guys?
Love them. I mean, I love this team. I think that we have great leadership in Mod. Mod's a great leader. Mm-hmm. And then we have some good young talent. Those two classes, our sophomore class. I think Zal Muhammad Gray, prospect-wise, is one of the best prospects in the area now. Uh-huh. And, like, the growth that he's had over the last 12 months has been amazing.
Yeah.
Adding Latif, who's another really good player, with RJ, Cody. Like, we think our sophomore class is really good. And then following that up with the guys we have in the in the freshman group, Zion Green, you know, at 6'8", and it's the talent he has, there's probably, I don't think there's anyone with more potential in that class than he. And then, KB, Kevin Benson, we love, and Shiz. Like, we think that those guys are going to be, you know, really good players for us.
Now, last, you brought up Amon Noel. Now, yeah. Amon Noel, top 40 player in the nation, just got the USA invite. Congratulations to him. All eyes on him this year. You know, he played with the number one player in the country, Kentucky Wildcat now, Justin Edwards. He played with Florida Gulf Coast Guard, you know, before he left here. So he was not the third option, but, you know, he had, you know, those big-time guys with him, you know what I'm saying? And Ry and Justin, right? Now all eyes on him. How do you see him as being such a good kid since I wedded? How do you see him handling the pressure of that senior leading these young troops?
I don't think Mike feels pressure. Yeah. He's extremely confident, and confidence comes from work. Like, when you work hard and you put yourself in the positions that, like, when you put in all the work that you're supposed to, you're prepared. Mm. And when you're prepared, you're usually very confident, right? So usually you see people lack confidence. It's usually something in their skill work or something that they have not done to be prepared. If I study for the exam, right, I'm confident about how I'm going to do it on the test. And Mod is just confident from the work he puts in. And then, like I said earlier, he's a great leader, which is one of the reasons why we feel really comfortable about this team, is that we know they have a really good leader to follow. And I don't have any worries about him being able to not only play well, I know he's going to play well, but I know he's going to elevate the play of our young players, too.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. I've been around the kid for a little bit, and I think he's just a great kid. That's one. That's one. And two, I think he plays really extremely hard. And I think he'll be ready. I mean, I watched that game the other day. I don't think he was around when they played West Cavs. They threw some double teams at him. So I know that's going to come this year, and I thought he handled it well.
They know what our expectations are. They know what Tep culture looks like. And so it's not like we have to, like, reestablish a culture. Obviously, we're going to talk about the things we do, but our guys know our culture. And then our ninth graders, like, you know, we're teaching them the culture, or even, like, Atif, who's new. But other than that, our team knows what our culture is, and they know our expectations. They know what's important here. And so I don't see that those things changing, and I don't think our team is going to have a difficulty of playing the way Imhotep plays basketball. I think it's obviously the talent's different. We don't have Justin Edwards jumping around out there, but I do think we have talent, and I do know that they're gonna play with the intensity and the tough pride that we have.
Hey man, before we let you go, we're gonna do two quick questions. Man, what's the best cheesesteak in Philly?
I don't know what the best cheese. I go to Hoagie Factory. I'm uptown in everything I do. So I go.
What?
I go to Hoagie Factory on 72nd on Ogontz.
Never mind. Like to that. Like
I'm uptown in everything. I'm
Hoagie total, Factory, bro.
I'm totally.
We got
uptown.
To bring this man a cheesesteak ASAP. Somebody,
yo,
please.
Yo, I'm totally uptown.
Oh, second thing, man. A quick Imhotep basketball moment, man. One of your greatest moments. I know you got many.
Wow. I'll just say most recently, man, went in the city of Palms for the state of Pennsylvania. That, like, being the first to do that for my state, that was, like, a real great experience. For me, for this program, I was, like, super happy for our guys because they had, they really wanted that.
Yeah.
And to be able to go out there. And then it was the first time it'd been on ESPN in a long time again. Yeah. To be able to do that for, like, the area of the city, that was cool. That was a great experience.
Hey, man, listen, he almost did it before, too. He got to a championship game a couple of times, ran into a guy named Sharif Cooper. Listen, he just got signed. Kudos to Sharif, just got signed by Cleveland Cavaliers. Ran into a maniac named Sharif Cooper, one of the best guards I've ever seen.
Isaac Okoro.
Another Cleveland Cavalier. So it wasn't his fault. It just was two NBA players on that team. So listen, brother, man, I appreciate you having us, man.
No problem.
And this is our first episode. He dropped some gems. It's going to be out. Brother Andre, man, like I said, you got 11 public championships?
Yeah.
9 state championships?
Yes.
And the City of Palms champion. Good luck to you the rest of the season.
Appreciate it, bro.
Make sure you shop at Fella Auto Group, the home of No Money Down. Thanks for watching.